Chapter 3, The Three-Day Rule. That evening, as the colonel puttered about our living room, I settled on my bed and printed a title across the bright blue cover of a new spiral notebook. The Piggly Wiggly Chronicles, Volume 6, Top Secret. If you ain't me, stop reading. As far as I know, I'm the only kid in Tupelo Landing researching her own autobiography. I'm also the only kid who needs to. So far, my life is one big fat mystery. At its heart lies this question. Who is my upstream mother, and why hasn't she come for me? Fortunately, I'm a natural-born detective, hot on my own trail since birth. I mostly decorate my room with clues. The Piggly Wiggly Chronicles, Volumes 1 through 5, line the bookshelf over my flea market desk. The sprawling map of North Carolina, which Miss Lana helped me tape on the wall above my bed, pinpoints my search for my upstream mother. Using the process of elimination and a set of color-coded push pins, I've marked all the places I know she's not. By now, the map bristles like a neon porcupine. My bedside phone, a heavy black 1950s model with a genuine dial, jangled. I scooped it up on the second ring. "Mo LeBeau's flat, Mo speaking," I said. "A message in a bottle? Yes, sir, it's mine. You found it where?" I hopped onto my bed and studied the map. "Cypress Point? I see it on the map, sir." "No, I'm not upset that you're not my mother. Thanks for calling." I jammed a green pushpin into Cypress Point and settled on my bed. How did I wind up short of mother? Good question. I was born 11 years ago during one of the meanest hurricanes in history. That night, as people slept, they say, the rivers rose like a mutiny and pushed ashore, shouldering houses off foundations, lifting the dead from graves, gulping down lives like fresh shucked oysters. Some say I was born unlucky that night.